I hit here. Okay. Sure. Oh, yeah, no, yeah, yeah.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Megan Quinlan
is not available. At the tone, please record your message.
Yeah.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Megan, this is Carl Kozlowski, and call me back on my cell at 310-775-7143. Preferably as soon as you can, because I'm trying to figure out what to tell the station management. And it's probably not. Oh yeah, we were wondering if we could get Kevin to do a bump. If he does wake up and is available in the next couple hours, say, then that'd be cool. Otherwise, I'll just get him next week or whenever when we do the interview. But please call me so we can coordinate a time. Tomorrow's not going to work. Next Wednesday afternoon on again, if that any of that can work, that'd be ideal. So please give me a call. Thanks. And then,
Smodco.
Oh, hey, I was trying to reach Megan if she's available.
Sure, who's calling?
Carl Kozlowski. Just trying to talk to her for a second about rescheduling an interview with Kevin. She told me to give her a call.
Sure, let me see if she's available. Hold on.
Sure, thanks. Yeah.
Hey, can you just send her an email? She's currently unavailable.
All right.
Do you have her email address?
Yeah, I do.
Perfect.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye. Sorry, bro. I'll write her right now and just see what I can find. Hopefully, writes me back fast.
I mean, dude, to me, it doesn't sound like they want to talk. So, I mean, do you think that this is really going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, because it's not just the radio, like this was set up originally as an interview. Oh, sorry. It's not just the radio. It was originally set up as an interview for a magazine called The Progressive that he really wanted to get Red State talked about in. And so it's a big national magazine. And so he's letting me tape it for radio as well. So I mean, I know that he wants to get that coverage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
And also, just saying, because of what I deal with in my particular job, I have to chase down celebrities all the time, and this has dragged out longer than just about anybody. But at the same time, the tone of they can kick me to the curb any time for real. I think that that she probably really is dealing with a guy being passed down and weird right now, and that's why that guy wasn't there. But her own notes, I think that they're. They seem very direct and sincere, so that's why also.
Okay.